any big deal about it, but we went to the doctor and they said that you can get seriously hurt. You know, some people are real allergic to that type of thing.
They are. I know some people that if a wasp stings them, they have to go to the doctor. Just all depends on the individual, you know. Now Eddie, that boy of mine, yellow jackets don't hurt him, nothing like they do me. Two or three can sting me, and I'll tell you, they just put me in the bed. But they don't, you know. Because plowing, especially if it's a field that hadn't been plowed in 2 or 3 years, you very often plow up a yellow jacket nest.
You ever heard of people that bees or yellow jackets or things like that wouldn't sting? They could go out and say, you know, people had those beehive things and they could go out there without any gloves on or anything?
I've heard of it. I never saw it really. I always kind of figured they might sting some people worse than others, but I always figured it they'd probably sting anybody that went around.
Yeah. Seems kind of hard to believe it. A little insect that will get down in your skin, a little red colored insect
A red bug?
Okay. An insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Okay, any other name for them?
No, not for grasshopper. Well, we have, of course, I guess this doesn't depend on different areas, but in the grasshopper line, we got a Georgia thumper. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
I've heard of that. I'm not sure what it refers to.
They're just look about like, I mean, they're shaped and all, but like a grasshopper, but they're yellow and black in color.
Are they bigger?
Yeah, they're bigger than most of grasshoppers.
Are I saw a couple of really large grasshoppers on the road. Do you know if those would be they would just be sitting out on the road or something? Really big, a couple of inches long or something.
Yeah, well, there's some large grasshoppers and then there's some grasshoppers, I would say, that's just about as large as the Georgia thumper.
Mm-hmm. I see. Say, if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling in the corner, you might find a
spider web.
Okay. Any other name for it, if it's in the house?
No, not that I know of.
What if it's outside on a bush? Would you still call it a spider web?
Yep.
And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Kind of tree?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it would be the maple, but we've never done that here. I don't know anything about it, other than just read about it, you know.
What kind of trees do you have around here?
Pines, two or three different kinds of oak. Hickory nut, sweet gum, black gum.
Are all of those used for lumber?
Yeah, in some form.
What about a tall shade tree? It's got long white limbs and white scaly bark.
Sycamore.
And kind of bush that might grow along the road or by a fence, and the leaves turn bright red early, and it's got little berries on it, clusters of berries.